You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
So I want to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh's passing here, because he was, for better or for worse, a radio icon, really, across an era of doing some pretty despicable things that foretold the future, that would foretell what happened in America 20 years later, because he was one of the fomenters on the radio. I mean, Mina Kimes is at the center of ESPN's coverage and deserves to be, and she had no idea, because she is so young, that Rush Limbaugh was once at ESPN for football, climbed up through the radio conservative landscape up onto football, and then got let go after like 8 weeks for being Rush Limbaugh. And just, I think what he said, basically, he just said Donovan McNabb was overhyped because he was a black quarterback. Isn't that the thing that ended up getting Rush Limbaugh at the time? That was viewed. Think about where we are now. That was, go back. Maybe I've got this wrong, Stugatz. Maybe I don't have the details right. Yeah. But all he was Rush Limbaugh. And so he dies yesterday, and this was a man who mocked the ill, whether it be AIDS or Michael J. Fox, who just fomented the divisions in this country in a way that were unacceptable. And so I get no joy from any person's passing or suffering. But I think it was Mark Twain who said that you are allowed to wish no man ill, but get some pleasure from reading the obituary, because his legacy will be a radio icon who foretold the future of what America's divisions were by instigating them, you know, by rabble-rousing on the radio in a way that spoke to a certain segment of the population and led to his rise within a political party and then birthed that grotesqueness that we've had for the last 4 years.
A lot of people quote Mark Twain with that. And also, the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. He never said either of those.
So who was it then?
In an effort to sound like an intellectual, a lot of people just make up a quote.
So who was it? So
I don't know who said that, but it certainly wasn't Mark Twain. There's an
Lil Jon.
Okay. So, but we don't know who the quote goes to.
No, it's Twitter.
Okay.
Or just do the Michael Scott thing. You miss 100% of the shots, you don't take Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
But it's not Twain.
So it's not Mark Twain. Okay, fair enough. So we do have, though, in terms of not wishing anyone ill.
What's happening?
Oh, guys.
What is happening?
You know what that music means, don't you?
What it means is Mike's been annoying me all morning, okay? Wandering around here. We've got a new segment. Tell the people about a new segment. You got to tell the people that we've got a new segment.
So you don't know what that music means. Oh, guys, this is exciting. We have created a brand new segment.
Mike, now, I was headed somewhere.
It's totally different.
I was headed toward the Tommy Lasorda sound of him.
Oh.
Look. Typically, whenever you would bring up Rush Limbaugh and we were at ESPN, I'd have to run and hit the magic crate of content to distract you from talking about something that could be perceived as political. But now that we're pirates, you could talk about whatever you want, so I need a new device. Magic crate of content didn't make the trip over with us. So, in a totally new...
They kept the magic crate of content?
Yeah, it was theirs.
Norby kept it?
Totally new. Nothing like the magic creative content. I'd like to introduce to you and the viewing audience on Twitch the whimsical vessel of vocables. Ah!
The what?
The whimsical vessel of vocables. Totally different, totally new segment. And, Sugats, if you could reach down right by your desk at the base of it, you will find the whimsical vessel of vocables.
I will.
Yeah. Reach down there.
But Lasorda.
So we lost the magic crate of content. I wanted to head to that Lasorda sound. I was headed somewhere.
Yeah, you'll have time.
Oh, I was tying it to sports.
Whimsical vessel of vocables.
I think I found it.
That's it. Wow.
A Pringles can.
Look, man, we don't have a budget. We're hemorrhaging already to
Once
do this.
Once you
switch.
Pop, you can't stop.
We're hemorrhaging.
It was a rough day on the market yesterday, Dano. All right, so pop the top, Sugats, and see what the whimsical vessel
just before
vocals.
You get to the whimsical vessel. Yeah, just hold on. Just
wait, you can't say it, huh?
I have to respect this?
Yes, you have,
I have
to
respect this the way
that
I respect.
It's the new crate.
All right, what are the rules? No, explain to me the rules of the new crate, because we didn't keep the intellectual property of the magic crate of content.
It's not. This isn't a crate. This is totally different. This is a vessel.
Okay, but do I have to respect it? Are the rules that this...
He knows the rules, Mike. Don't play this game. He knows the rules.
I'm not playing your little game where you're like, we have a whole bunch of new audience and we have to introduce...
What are the rules?
He
knows the rules. Where this can come from? I mean...
Chris Whittingham's house.
So at the height of entertainment...
I'm stick my hand and...
texting him, hey, do you got a whimsical vessel of any kind?
You're worried about the Rona?
Of course I am. I'm always worried about it. Who's not worried about it?
It's a Pringles can. Just pop the top.
I'm praying the topics are written on Pringles.
All right, let's see. Open it up, Stugatz. Let's see. What's this thing called?
The whimsical vessel of vocables. Say it. Say it with me. Whimsical vessel of vocables. Whimsical vessel. Well, I can't do it.
Whimsical vessel of vocables.
Look at you.
How about that? What do I do now? It's open.
All right, there's vocables in there.
Got to pour them out, or do I have to stick my hand
just
in?
How do you? Well, how do you handle the Pringles?
Well, sausage fingers. It's how you get the Pringles. That's the joke, Stugatz. It's that can is not suited.
Oh my God!
The can's not suited for this. That is not.
I can't pull my hand out. I just can't do it. I got no vocables.
Okay.
No, Dan, this is a serious situation
man. Because you got fat hands. Yeah, you've got... This is unbelievable. Now what you have is the corona. The Rona is eating at his fingertips because his hand is definitely stuck in there. He did not sanitize it before putting it in there.
Yes.
And we don't have any topics now.
Vocables.
Mike, can I just keep the Magic Crate music? Can I not even mention the Magic Crate? How does this work?
Well, yeah, I can find that music, but it's a vessel of vocables, which means you gotta have new music, right? This is whimsical. Does this say whimsy? I think it does.
Yo, I'm serious. My hand is stuck, man.
All right, so do you need me to talk politics around this? How does this game work? Like, I can talk about Ted Cruz getting on a flight to Cancun while Houston freezes over and Texas freezes over. I can talk about Rush Limbaugh's death.
Did you get a topic though?
I got a vocable.
Okay, there's a vocable.
I got two.
All right, we only need one. Let's get one.
Just pick one vocable.
One topic.
All right.
One whimsical.
How many were in there? Vocable. There were only two in there?
No, there's more.
No, there's more. I got peas and C's.
Wow. All right.
Peas and C's.
Oh, Billy, have the floor.
Oh, guys, today and yesterday, P's and C's. Baseball's back. What an exciting day, P's and C's,
oh,
huh?
Yes!
A new start. Chris is asking if he can talk. It's a new start to a season, one of Chris's most exciting days. I wanted to text Tim Kirchin about P's and C's, but I don't know, one, if I'm allowed to text Tim Kirchin because he still works at ESPN, and two, if he knows who I am, so I didn't do it.
All right, well, help me with something, guys. I do need some help on something as it relates to Tim Kirchin. This guy's a friend pre the days of ESPN. He's my friend, like... And we've got the Looks Like game, and I want to get Tim Kirchin on, but we don't know if we can get them on because when we've made requests, ESPN has said no. We assume that's going to thaw at some point. We hope so, but if I criticize Dana White again, maybe it won't. But I'd like to know, are we going to get off the ground the idea of having on Tim Kirchin's son just to laugh at things on the Looks Like game?
Tim Kirchin was on the Greg Cody show this week, so if you want your Kirchin fix, just head over there, apparently.
What?
Oh, yeah, well, Greg should absolutely grab all of those people. He should do his own show over there with all of them, with Mina and Pablo and everyone else, because they can... The trick that's getting stumbled on around here is that Simmons can have Mina on and stuff because I'm assuming they just don't have to ask. We have to ask
right.
if we want to have any of these people on, and when we ask, we're told no, and it's just weird because we're friends with these people. Like, Kirchin's been doing the show forever.
Happy to announce Kirchin next week.
Oh, wait. How did that happen?
Wow. Nice.
Kirchin's joining us next week.
Excellent. We asked.
Hey, Kirchin.
Yeah, you kind of blew the gag earlier.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Showed my cards.
That's a man, what a dad. It. Come on. Yeah.
I was going to promote Kirchin and Kimes next week.
I didn't know.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, whoever steps on a bit. I mean, jeez.
I didn't know that. Oh,
pull out another vocable.
Ruined it.
That's
your fault
one.
For bringing out the vocable.
We can just edit this. We'll edit this out of the podcast. Yeah, don't worry.
Jeez and C's.
Do a pickup. 3, 2, pickup.
Kirchin next week.
All right, I can't wait.
Kirchin and Kimes. How about that?
Whoa, both of them.
Not
all
together,
right.
But both of them.
Both of them next week. Yeah. Very exciting.
You got another vocable?
Yeah, my hand's stuck.
His whole hand is stuck. He is now stuck up to the wrist. Oh, my God. So I could talk about Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
I could also talk about something in Lady in the Dale, a shocking plot twist at the end of Lady in the Dale on HBO, an excellent documentary. HBO is making a lot of good stuff.
Impulse buys.
Wow.
Oh, man, impulse buys.
Does anybody have anything on impulse buys?
I love a good impulse buy. You know, it's actually a thing. Do you guys know this? Have you guys worked in retail? I don't think any of you have worked in retail. You know, impulse buys is a thing. So like when I worked in retail, they had things called impulse towers right by the register where they would just have little trinkets. And the point of it was just to have you see it and be like, I need this while I'm waiting in this long line. So the line would be long. They'd have these impulse towers with little things to get. I had a 3 a.m. impulse buy the other day. It was a back brace. It was for my back. I'm old.
I had an impulse buy. It was 885 shares of Nokia.
Oh, same.
Ooh. I had an impulse buy last week. I pre-ordered MLB The Show 21 for Xbox One.
Ah, that's nice. Impulse buys are now Instagram targeted ads. I Googled in my home. I made the mistake of Googling for a new iPhone case, and now all my Instagram ads are iPhone cases. Big Brother's always watching, Dan. What's the last impulse buy you had other than food?
This is where I'm... being helped by aging. The aging process allows me not to get caught up in your shenanigans because I'm not about immediately buying much of anything on the internet. I'm not about getting tricked by trinkets at a gas station.
Oh my God.
Have you shopped at Amazon, man? It is so much fun. It really is.
I had the worst impulse buy situation happening to me right now. On a whim, as I was moving into my home in July, I impulse bought an air hockey table. It still hasn't come in because of all sorts of shipping delays with the pandemic. So who gets an impulse buy like half a year after you ordered it? This sucker.
Listen, the purchasing of games like that is a very dangerous game in itself. It is. You're going to spend a lot of money on air hockey, yeah. and you'll find a year from now you'll never play air hockey again.
He's so right about this. Put this on the poll, Guillermo. Is the buying of games like air hockey playing a dangerous game? Yes or no?
I did it with a ping pong table.
Who do you play that with, though, at this point? Like, do you just tell your wife, like, hey, want to play air hockey tonight? Because your daughter's not old enough to play air hockey yet.
Yeah, and I can't really have people over the house.
You should be happy it hasn't gotten here yet.
Yeah.
That'd be paid, though.
yeah. The payment wasn't delayed. All right, Dan, you were saying about Ted Cruz?
Before I get back to that, Billy, we just glossed over something with you, the 3 a.m. Yeah. What were you doing at 3? What was happening at 3 a.m. that made you have an impulse?
I couldn't sleep. My back was hurting so much, and it was 3 a.m., and I said, you know what? I need to resolve this issue. I need to get a back brace and one with copper in it. But we've gone down the whole copper path before. Yes, yes. We don't need to do that again. But yeah, 3 a.m., impulse buy, back brace.
Have you tried the copper, Dan? Have you tried it? It's amazing. I'm going to be dressed head to toe in copper at one point. I'm telling you.
Like, I can't believe you've never bought something with an impulse, Dan. That seems impossible.
Bought something with an impulse? I can't honestly remember just buying. Like, what do you other than food, as Mike tried to sneak in under the bell there, what would you have me buying as an in?
I imagine your house was an impulse buy.
You bought a boat at one point, didn't you?
Mm.
No, a friend of mine had
That's
a boat.
That's a dangerous game, by the way.
The buying of a boat is a dangerous game, yes.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan, and I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Did you guys like, I liked what Tom Brady did on Instagram. He has earned it, correct? Did you see what he did where he's just putting up, I love talk radio, and then just playing clips of us being wrong? And I skated there. I'm glad to have skated, because I said recently, my harshest criticism of Tom Brady, Stugatz, wasn't about saying that he was done many years ago, because I wasn't particularly harsh in that regard. But I did say before this last year that he would regret leaving the Patriots for the rest of his life. I did say that. And
felt like an impulse leave, huh?
Someone send that to Brady. I mean,
did you guys saw what he did on Instagram, though? He's feeling himself, and you can't even blame him. There's no way to hate. Like, there's still all of these little ways, Stugatz, to hate LeBron. Like, even our Twitter account, Juju sent out LeBron doing this thing, right, where you've seen the only two guys in the league that can pull up from the logo, I think, I think it's just Lillard and Curry. I don't think there's a third. Maybe it's Trae Young. Is he doing some of that? But the range these guys have now is totally absurd. And LeBron tried to do it the other day, and he airballed, but his range is crazy. His game's going to age wonderfully, because he's now taken 7 threes a game, and he's making 40% of them, and he's just increased the range of what he's able to do ridiculously.
Never takes a night off.
It's just absurd. Well, this is what I wanted to talk to you about, though, Stugatz, because if you're watching the Miami Heat and caring about the Miami Heat, as this show does, they lose again against the Warriors last night, and they've blown some of these big leads. They've had these games. They never trailed in this one, and the games are starting to feel kind of more important than they probably should, just because they're so low in the standings. It's a shorter season, and you don't actually want to get into the playoffs and get knocked out because you're 7. Like, they want to get into the place where they can, you know, whatever, be at home and get into the second round before you're facing Giannis. But one of the things that is in play now is that the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks, more than any team in the league, have been hit or undercut by not being able to start their players. start their normal lineup. That Utah, we were talking about Utah yesterday, they're 23-5 because they've been remarkably healthy. They've had they've just had their starting lineup in every game, and nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's out for the Rona.
24-5, they beat the Clippers last night.
Okay, yeah, they're playing great. But the thing that I wanted to ask you, as you mentioned that LeBron never gets hurt, indestructible, the body of our time in sports, really, in terms of science and human perfection, the fact that he could still at 36 be doing those things bigger, stronger, faster, because he's basically the body of Dwight Howard, and you see how Dwight Howard plays, and you see how LeBron James plays. The evolution of the sport has him being, you know, you could make an argument him for he's the biggest, strongest, fastest ever.
Yeah.
At all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he airballs it from near the logo. And we have something that we can laugh at. Brady's not given us any room to laugh at anything.
I mean, he did. Then he took it back.
Well, he forgot.
He had the pick six in New England, and we thought that was the end of his career, and it wasn't.
It's not just that, though. He also seemed to forget how many downs there were in a game against Chicago, and that looked like the end. And then from right there, never mind. And now somebody was saying, I don't know who was saying, that he could play for another 5 years. A teammate of some sort was saying this. But he's taking a victory lap on social media and should.
He should take that victory lap. I'm enjoying this Tom Brady as opposed to the Patriots Tom Brady, perhaps because he's out of my division as a Jet fan, but he's just having fun. Like we're seeing a different side of Tom Brady where he's letting loose. He's not really caring what management says, what his head coach is going to say, what anyone's going to say. He's throwing Super Bowl trophies. I mean,
you saw the daughter of the Lombardi trophy maker. You must have something for her. She says she hasn't slept in 2 nights because of how disrespectful all of that was, and she's very hurt that he would blaspheme against the Lombardi trophy, and I felt like everyone turned on her. Oh, I'll let the drunk champion throw a trophy around, sister. I feel like how did Tom Brady become the lovable underdog in that story? Because I feel like everyone turned on this poor daughter of the Lombardi trophy who doesn't want her dad's name thrown over the sea.
I mean, it is ridiculous that you would spend time getting that upset over Tom Brady, who owns 7 of your dad's trophies, by the way, that she would be upset that he would throw it to throw it to another boat. I mean, that's what you're spending your time doing? That's what the Groves are doing? They're worried about the Vince Lombardi trophy? It's absurd. Like, get over yourself and figure out something more important to be concerned about than Tom Brady and your trophy. Please.
If you think she's mad now, wait till they rename it after Tom Brady.
They should. I mean, first, we're the one who has won the most, Dan. Who should have their name on the trophy? I think the Vince Lombardi trophy should change its name to the Tom Brady trophy.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should the Vince Lombardi trophy offer to change its name to the Tom Brady trophy?
Lombardi would never throw that trophy. The Lombrady.
Mike, play the Lasorda. Play the Lasorda, please. Not the Lombrady, not the Lombardi.
What?
Play the Lasorda in terms of whether or not you can get around the landmines, if you're graceful, if you're a public speaker who knows how to give an interview, where you can not wish anyone ill while very subtly and gracefully wishing them secretly some ill.
I've been a friend of that guy's for 30 years.
A lot of hot topic going around. What is your thought?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that he said those things. That doesn't surprise me. And he shouldn't have said it. And he just hurt himself by talking too much and doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
Such a detour.
No bad luck, though.
It's such a detour. First of all, I should have set it up better by reminding you that that was an interview that Lasorda was doing in sort of a defense of Donald Sterling, which is like terrible. Just a terrible ally.
His defense was, yeah, I'm not surprised he said it.
Yeah. All right.
You shouldn't have, though.
You know what?
But I'm not
Hold
surprised.
On. Let me set this up just a little better so that people can have the full context
Take
of the
two.
Clip. Yes,
okay.
Yes. We'll start over. 3, 2, 1. Not doing this live, no problem. So Tommy Lasorda was a hugely famous man across sports at a different time when baseball mattered in America and was still the national pastime. He had commercials for Slim Fast. He was a national icon. He was the manager who steered the ship, who helped Kirk Gibson's home run happen with the magic of his managerial splendor, one of the greatest upsets in baseball history, when we were tracking those things in a way that all of America felt like it was gathered around the television watching these sporting events. Tommy Lasorda befriended later in life in Los Angeles as a famous person, Donald Sterling. He became friends with Donald Sterling, who famously flamed out as owner of the Clippers and had to sell his team for $2 billion to Steve Ballmer, getting rewarded for racism because he didn't like that one of his women, I guess, or silly rabbits or right-hand arm woman's, V. Stiviano, was whispering the secrets to the TMZ age while wearing a welding mask that looked fashionable and giving ridiculous interviews. Tommy Lasorda was summoned as part of the Donald Sterling PR campaign. Donald Sterling got in front of the cameras and said this about his good friend Donald Sterling and V. Stiviano.
I've been a friend of that guy's for 30 years.
A lot of hot topic going around. What is your thought?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that he said those things. That doesn't surprise me. And he shouldn't have said it. And he just hurt himself by talking too much and doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
Is it okay to laugh there?
I don't know. Because one of the things that we were talking about a little bit earlier as it regards Rush Limbaugh is, how do you talk about this today, Stugatz? Because the eulogy is the place where you come and say nice things about the dead. You muster whatever you can. The obituary in the New York Times about Richard Nixon talks about the free trade to China and some successes. But when it comes to this particular man at this particular time, dying at this particular time in America, after doing some pretty cruel celebrating, it felt like, of Eric Garner's death, or at least minimizing it, and just going after everyone, feminists, civil rights activists, Kurt Cobain, AIDS sufferers, Michael J. Fox, like, just represented a platform for a people of privilege and a lot of coded dog whistle language, and rode it to great fame and popularity, and can be an icon who the 45th president of the United States calls in to Fox to eulogize as America's divided, where you're watching television. You're like, if you watch Fox News and you're from one side, you're like, how can they just this consistently lie again and again and again? How can they just lie to their audiences this way? How can there just be this alternate set of facts in the media where, you know, Texas's governor, as it freezes over, as Ted Cruz, our leadership, flies to Cancun, and we see a suffering in Texas that we have never seen, because Texas is frozen over and they've got a power and water problem in a pretty important state for our country. And Ted Cruz gets on a plane heading to Cancun, and you're watching some of this stuff as it's happening in America. It was birthed by this man who died yesterday. He was at the forefront of it. Trump is calling in to these shows at Trump. Now, I've got my own set of problems, Stugatz, with the ideas that the corporations have now silenced Trump. Like, I'm happy to have boring government, but I've got my own set of issues with the idea that his tongue has been cut out and now he doesn't have anywhere to spew what I view as dangerous language. But when the leadership in this country can't have the courage, Ted Cruz, who just got on a flight to Cancun, was saying, Stugatz, before the impeachment trials even got going, hey, it doesn't matter what's said here. This is all just words and empty. The Republican Party is going to do what it did, which is show you just great cowardice and not doing anything more to the power of their brand. They accrued all the power they could from this particular creature, and then afterward made the speeches of condemnation that now make Trump turn on McConnell in a way that, like, you're like, what is this? What is all of it? And this was all birthed at the centerpiece by the media monster who was sort of Trumpy before Trumpy on the radio.
Wasn't the president. He was a radio.
No, but he could have run for office, Stugatz.
He
could have run for office, and he could have run on this platform, and he was feeding the size of this audience that has now turned into the division in this country where people are consuming an alternate set of facts, of an alternate set of realities, depending on whatever news source it is. And this, while that Rupert Murdoch slinks away from Donald Trump after birthing all of this, like, is this not all the spawn of Rush Limbaugh? Everything that you have happening in the media in 2020 in the divisions of this country. A second time?
Wow. There isn't a set number of times that you go to the whimsical vessel of vocables.
Amazing.
Like the Magic Crate, but
this doesn't
totally
feel the
different.
Same. This feels like a cheapened version of our show.
Totally different.
I was just about to get going on your topic, too. Fortunate. I like to rummage.
You can't rummage.
Your
hand is so fat again. It's stuck again. Your hand is stuck again. Okay. All right.
You're gonna have to do that every time now.
This doesn't feel the same. This just doesn't feel the same as it used to. We've got to figure something
out.
It's
because it's totally different, Dan.
I got a card. Overrated. One of my favorite cards.
So wait a minute. Is this going to be just something that you play now when I'm just yammering?
It's a whimsical vessel of vocables.
Never know.
Pringles chips. Pringles chips overrated.
Wow.
Why are you talking?
That's how he comes back.
Oh, I mean, come on. We could have gotten them as a sponsor. Get out of here.
Chris, that's how you come back into the radio show? Stugatz has been negotiating with Pringles. That's why that can is here.
J.J. Watt, overrated. How about that?
How can you say that Pringles are overrated when everyone has eaten half a can by mistake?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, please, at Lebatard Show. Are Pringles overrated? This feels a bit blasphemous here.
Documentaries overrated.
Don't get me started on Pro Football Focus. Overrated. PFF is what I call it. PFF. Pressures.
Documentaries are overrated. Documentaries are awesome.
Nah, lie to me. Entertain me, okay? I don't need to know your version of the truth, documentaries, please.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Are documentaries overrated? I need to circle back around to your dismissal. I'm liking everything about your dismissal, except for the fact that we're in a cramped room that is enclosed and you're not wearing your mask.
Did it get on you?
Well, while you put the hand sanitizer on, you made the sound, and I'd just appreciate if you opened a door or something, because under the new business empire that we're creating, we don't really have any supervision, so I don't know what sort of protocols we're supposed to be following, but I'm pretty sure you spitting... Funny though it may be, is not so funny that I'm willing to risk my health over it.
That's what it's called. I mean,
no, I like
take issue with them. They named it.
Yes, PFF is wonderful. I want it to be a rejoin. You dismissing PFF because of how well they ranked J.J. Watt. Do you still have some J.J. Watt remnants in your arsenal that you didn't display the other day? Because Mike, he comes in here today and he tells me I played the J.J. Watt take for Abby. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, did she find it funny? And he said she was howling. Howling at how gross her husband is.
That's a true story. I do have a little bit more. You were duped. And I'm disappointed that you fell for it again, Dan Le Batard. You keep falling for this J.J. Watt character. You want to know what happened? For a second there, the Texans weren't about J.J. Watt. They were about Deshaun Watson. And he didn't like that, J.J. Watt. And so you know what he did? He asked for his release. He made that stupid video. He paid to give a bunch of stats that no one cares about. And you, Dan Le Batard, fell for it. And I'm disappointed. When are you going to start listening to me and stop falling for the J.J. Watt gag? Okay?
When you eject on words, I like to imagine a vaudevillian cane just pulling you away from
that's
it.
How I imagine it too. That's how like. I imagine it. Because we're something that only exists in your head, that's like that is how I want the audience to imagine it. With this music behind them, this music, and Stugatz is in the middle of a thought, and he just ejects in the middle of a word in the middle of a thought, and just a big cane coming into the studio and yanking him out as he goes,
disappoint.
I don't know why I do it.
So Tim Tebow retires yesterday. An era of sports is done, Stugatz. A worshipful.
Speaking of overrated.
Time in sports when we celebrated one man across a decade for being a winner. Tim Tebow, what is in our file, Mike? What is the library that we can empty on the Tim Tebow file because he is retired from baseball. Stugatz, I'm guessing this is the end that we have seen of him as an athlete and as a religious figure, because he was that in this country. And you saw actually how different his virginity was treated from how Britney Spears' virginity was treated in framing Britney Spears, because Tim Tebow represented, he was a holy figure, right? Where you're talking about somebody who became a part of a religious movement, Tim Tebow dominating sports as winner guy with the buzz cut from a different time.
Yeah. Are you talking in terms of just we believe Tim Tebow, we did not believe Britney Spears? Is that kind of...
No, I'm just talking about the reception in terms of what his sexuality was, where she was slut-shamed for her virginity and he was viewed as a noble religious hero or a fool, but not, he was not shamed for his sex habit.
He wasn't asked about it constantly at every turn. And don't give me the, well, Britney dressed sexy. She was asking for it when there are plenty of shirtless photos of Tim Tebow running in the rain. Who can forget when he was your quarterback savior for a brief period in time there in New York, Stugatz?
He was beautiful. Let's play that sound where Mark Sanchez has had the butt fumble. They're down 35-7 at the half. They're running to the tunnel because the Jets season has fallen apart. The Jets haven't been anything since this, right? They have not gotten up from the butt fumble, correct?
The Jets season is always falling apart, Dan.
But I'm saying the Jets have not, from this was the highest point was Mark Sanchez, couple of AFC championship games.
Oh, yes.
It was Rex Ryan was a genius because he was not a swaggering fool with a foot fetish.
40 years a Jet fan, that was the highest point for me. Back-to-back AFC championship games. Thought I had the young quarterback. Thought I had the great head coach. Thought I had it all.
You did win the offseason one time with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, no, that was after that. But let's hold on. Let's go back to the beginning on this, because if you've been listening for a long time, you know that Stugatz was a different human being, so crazed, so crazed. You guys just heard Stugatz, the father of teenage girls in Stugatz, react to framing Britney Spears a certain way, at least in part because he's the father to two teenage girls, and you saw him spit at Justin Timberlake because of Justin Timberlake's behavior. Now, Stugatz was in such a heady time in his Jets fandom that on the air here while they were going to AFC championship games a million years ago, he said that his future daughters could grow up and date Mark Sanchez, and I believe there was a situation where you would be okay walking into a bedroom of some sort. I believe
I took that one too far.
Yes, you took it. I don't know. That's not. I don't know. But regardless, you were okay with the idea of being Mark Sanchez's dad. You wanted to be his father.
His father-in-law.
No, you wanted to be his father. Let me get to the Tim Tebow sound. Pringles can is ridiculous. We're negotiating with Pringles.
Chris, I like to rummage.
Chris, you're having an all-star performance today in terms of the damage you're doing in very small windows. I think you just cost us $150,000. Way to go. I'm glad we left ESPN for you. Whole thing's falling apart.
Not the can, though.
The can.
I mean, the vessel.
Strong.
The vessel.
Still
intact.
Good can.
The vessel is strong.
Finger foods.
Wow. Finger foods.
Yeah.
A casualty of the pandemic. Yeah.
You know what? I've been thinking about that. Have we seen the end of finger foods because of the pandemic? I'm serious. I don't think we'll ever go back to finger foods again. I just had some pigs in a blanket. I did. Abby made them, the little hot dogs, but I ate them with a fork, and they're not the same. I got to be honest with you.
At home?
Yeah, at home. She made them. Yeah.
Why did you eat them with a fork at home?
Well, because we had them, so I went out to the Publix.
Here's where the lie falls apart.
No, listen. True story. Super Bowl Sunday, I wanted some mini hot dogs. And so my wife sent me out to Publix to get them, and I got them, and I got like 60. I got three packs. Hebrew National, the best ones. And,
here come the details. No, it's the details.
And we had some leftovers.
No, he soaks the lie in details. This
I just had
move.
Them last night. So I left Publix. I pulled up to a traffic light. I waited there for a while. Then brought the hot dogs home.
Okay. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show.
I saw a cat on my way home, which was interesting. It was crossing the street. I almost hit it. And I almost hit it, and I was scarred. I hit the brakes really hard. Hot dogs went flying everywhere because I had a cat. His name was Schmitty. He died. And so I didn't want to do that to someone else's cat because someone did it to my cat, you know? At one point, cats were currency.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Leptard Show. Do they taste less good, pigs in a blanket, if you eat them with a fork? They mentioned Publix there, and this might be a useful contribution from Chris Cody, because Chris Cody was saying here recently that you've seen that controversy with Publix, right? The founder of Publix gave a bunch of money that ended up being used toward the thing that ended up becoming the Capitol riots, and a lot of people are now boycotting or protesting Publix. And Chris Cody, not surprisingly, is saying, you know what, I've got a lot of principles about stuff, but I don't know if I've got so many principles that I'm willing to discard Publix from my life if it means I've got to settle on Winn-Dixie. Like,
I mean, all the good places, Chick-fil-A, Publix, like, why can't Burger King have a controversy?
Shh, trying to get Burger King on the air.
Jesus Christ, Jeez, Chris.
Louise.
Oh my Chris. God. Chris.
What have Stop we become? Chris, what have we become? I can't talk anymore.
We've had Chris, them on the no. show before Chris, as a sponsor. You
know, Chris.
Come on.
Pringles, man. I understand the mistake. Burger King.
I had Burger King yesterday. I'm sorry, Burger King.
This is why Shut we up. Can't do this live. This is why we can't do this. This can't be live.
So I saunter into the house. I say hi to Abby. I tell her I got the hot dogs. I preheat the oven 375. You got to wait till the oven actually gets to 375. You don't just stick them in the oven, Dan. Mm-hmm. You wait till it gets to 375, then you stick them in the oven. I did that while I was waiting. Went to the bathroom, walked out for a heater, walked Finney for a little bit, came back. I put the mustard, and I go with Gudens, by the way. I put it in a tiny little cocktail bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like a tiny one. Because you don't want too much mustard on the mini hot dog. So, you know, you got to minimize so you get the proportions right, okay? And so I put the Gudens spicy brown mustard. Anyone who's doing anything other than spicy brown Gudens, you're doing it wrong. If you are doing French's, big, big mistake. And then, you know, about 25 minutes later, hot dogs were done. I had walked Fitty. Mustard was in the bowl. Took them out of the oven. Put the, you know, the oven hand on, the thing that, you know, protects you from the heat. I did that. I took them out of the oven. I dipped them into the mustard. I had a delightful Super Bowl Sunday. How about that? And I used a fork. Not as good.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. If you are doing French's as your golden mustard, terrible. Are you doing it really, really wrong? Stugatz has said that he has tried to shame you here. That if you're doing it French's, so Gouldens is appreciably better than French's. I think you're right about this.
Oh, it is. I'm not even certain. Is it pronounced Gouldens or is it Gouldens? I don't even.
I don't know, but you did it with such authority that I believed every word you said because you were so. I got what happens is, and this happens all the time with the tapestry and the lies that Stugatz weaves into a spool, is that I get hypnotized by all of the gibberish details that don't mean anything to the story, and I forget what we were talking about. And then the lie becomes the truth, and he escapes, and he's yelling over his shoulder, give me another $1 million.
I still don't believe he used a fork.
No, I don't believe there were pigs in a blanket, but he just started telling a story, and he was hitting some of the old show notes.
I never went to Publix.
Yeah, so anyways, Chris, how
you didn't
much,
watch the Super Bowl.
How much difficulty, Chris, would you have on getting Publix out of your life?
I mean, first, though, French mustard is the worst. We can all agree about that, right?
Oh, no.
It's God, oh, Jesus
French
Christ.
Mustard.
They're also going to be a sponsor.
Classic God. Yellow. Way to go.
Shut up.
But no, Dan. I mean, like, all right, what do you want from me, Dan? I can't. It's like kind of the thing with music and, like, you know, Michael Jackson. I can't. Am I not allowed to listen to his music either? I just kind of subscribe to, I'm just going to live my life and not think about that stuff.
I just want the subs. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just going to dab during Black Panther talk.
I'm going to listen to Michael Jackson. I'm going to eat Publix subs. All right, and I'm going to dab during David.
Okay, and this is why America's in the bind that it is, Attaboy. Because we're simply fundamentally incapable of not being selfish. We can't stand for anything. All we stand for is subs. I need to get my sub. Yeah, look, I understand it's been a difficult summer and freedom was under attack, and I understand the Capitol building came under an insurrection where people died, but... Oh, the turkey in the public sub.
Have you had that chicken tender sub? Oh, Chris.
Oh, my God. It's better than sex.
Oh, my.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is the chicken tender sub at Publix better than freedom at Lebitard Show?
I gotta go back in this can.
On Twitter. Are we done with this?
One or the other?
Yes, you only get to pick one. You go, yes, yes, those are your choices. It can't just be democracy under attack. It has to be you lose your freedom. Because that is the choice. Chris Cody has told you what he stands for. And what he stands for is hoagies.
And the anthem.
And the anthem.
I have to put my hand back in this thing?
I'm not playing this game anymore!
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.